Chapter 13. Lexi dropped the ladies off at their retirement community to weave their plans, then headed back to the cup and cake. She still needed to balance the receipts from the day before and help Cassie finish making the goodies for the next day. She stopped at a red light, then winced as the bug sputtered and bucked hard once more. The mechanic had warned her it wouldn't last long, even with his latest intervention. But her baby had sentimental value, and she didn't want to believe it. She'd had the bug since she'd first opened the bakery. It was the vehicle she'd driven the day she'd first met Jack, and the same one she'd used to cart Nans and the ladies around for all their sleuthing. Heck, it was almost an honorary member of the Ladies' Detective Club. By the time Lexi reached the shop and got her purse stowed and her receipts settled, Cassie was done with a croissant and eclairs and was starting the dough for the cream puffs. Today, Lexi chose a frilly pink apron with tiny strawberries and hearts embroidered on it, then headed back into the kitchen to help Cassie. "Hey," Lexi said, washing her hands in the sink. "How's it going here?" "Still slow, but I've used the downtime wisely. Got most of the stuff for tomorrow done except for these," Cassie said, spooning the pâté à choux dough into a pastry bag for piping onto the baking sheet. "How'd things go with Nans?" "Fine." Lexi frowned as she dried her hands, then slipped on a pair of gloves. "Really?" Cassie glanced up at her. "You don't look like everything is fine." "I'm fine, really. Everything's great. Now let me get to work so I can help you." Lexi prepared her own bag of dough, then squirted it out onto another parchment-lined baking sheet in perfect little rounds. Baking always took her to her zen place, and she'd never been more grateful for that than she was today. Her head was starting to ache from all the stress, right along with her heart. "Alrighty then," Cassie said, focusing on her tray of dough instead. "Did they like the scones?" "Yep, Ida ate too, as usual." Lexi squinted at her tray, willing her shaking hands to steady so she wouldn't mess up her perfect circles. "What else did you do? Anything exciting?" "The ladies and I stopped to see Jack at the station." The words felt like sharp glass in her throat, and Lexi swallowed hard. "Yeah?" Cassie's hand slipped, squirting dough in an uneven squiggle across her baking sheet. She mumbled a curse and grabbed a piece of paper towel to carefully wipe up the tiny mess. Lexi didn't miss the hint of guilt that crept across her best friend's face. From what Lexi had heard of her phone call with John the other day, Cassie had known about Jack keeping secrets from Lexi. But did she know about the blonde, too? Lexi intended to find out. "What did he have to say?" Cassie asked, the tightness in her voice at direct odds with her sunny smile. Lexi narrowed her gaze on Cassie. "Not much. He was busy, so we only got to see him for a few minutes. He was busy with someone when we first got there." "Ah." Cassie finished her tray, then began a second one, working faster than Lexi had ever seen her. "Well, busy is good, I guess." Lexi double-checked the ovens to make sure they were set at 375 degrees, then whisked together eggs and water to make an egg wash to brush over the tops. As she went down the line, she smoothed the top of each puff with her finger before brushing the egg mixture on top to ensure an even rise. "Do you know anything about a new blonde working at the station? Perhaps helping Jack and John on a case?" Cassie froze for a second before continuing to pipe the last tray of pastry dough, and the nervous knots in Lexi's stomach only tightened. What was Cassie not telling her? Part of Lexi wanted to just come out and blurt what she'd seen, to confide in her best friend, and hash out a plan to win her husband back. But the other part of her felt embarrassed and scared and ashamed of what was going on. And until she had concrete proof that Jack really did have something going on with the blonde, she didn't want to let the cracks show. She could be wrong. "Oh, Gosh, they work with so many people, it's hard to keep track, Cassie said, her tone vague, as she squirted out the last of the dough, then took the empty mixing bowl and pastry bags to the sink. Was that who you saw with Jack today? A blonde? Lexi transferred the baking sheets to the ovens, then set the timer for 30 minutes. They'd bake the puffs today, then let them cool overnight before filling them with cream first thing in the morning to keep them fresh for the customers. Back in high school, there'd been a boy Lexi had dated who'd ran around on her with one of the cheerleaders behind Lexi's back. At the time, Cassie had been ready to throttle the guy. Yet her reaction now when Lexi mentioned the blonde was only mild interest at best, and it made Lexi doubt herself once more. Could she be blowing this whole thing with the blonde out of proportion? Cassie was her best friend. Surely she'd tell Lexi if something bad was going on between that blonde and Jack, right? This couldn't be the secret she'd whispered about to John right in front of Lexi the other day. Nobody would be that cruel, would they? She put her hands on her hips and tapped her toe on the hardwood floor. Unless John and Jack were in cahoots and had sworn Cassie to secrecy. No. Cassie was loyal to Lexi. She wouldn't keep this kind of secret even if her own husband wanted her to. In the end, she decided to let the matter drop for now, focusing instead on handling the after-school rush of moms picking up treats for their kids' sports teams and practices. About 3 o'clock, Lexi's phone buzzed in the pocket of her apron, and she pulled it out to see a message from Jack, and the lump in her throat formed anew. Suddenly, he had to work late again. Stuck at the station interviewing suspects, he said, when only hours earlier he'd promised to be home for dinner. He must have only said that because she'd put him on the spot in front of all the ladies. If he was going to call the blonde later, as he'd said, then most likely he'd never planned to come home at all. The last thing she wanted was to sit home alone with Sprinkles in their empty house and wait for Jack to show up. She considered going back to Nan's, but the last line of Jack's text was specific. Stay home and don't get involved in any more of your grandmother's shenanigans. Fresh anger welled up inside her. How dare he tell her what she could and couldn't do when he was out gallivanting around with some strange blonde doing who knew what? She'd go home, feed Sprinkles, and let her out to potty. Then she'd pamper herself. Maybe a manicure and pedicure. Perhaps a facial and a massage to go along with it. Yep, that sounded like a fine plan. But after they locked the doors at 5:30, Lexi felt tired clear to her bones. Maybe it was the busy day, or maybe it was all the extra anxiety of worrying about Jack and his mysterious blonde. She took off her apron and reached for her purse beneath the counter, only to have her phone buzz again. Perhaps Jack had reconsidered and was coming home on time after all. More eagerly than she wanted, Lexi pulled out her phone. No such luck. It was Nan's. She and the ladies had a plan and were putting it in place to trap Herman Conti into a recorded confession. She wanted Lexi to be part of it. Even with all that had happened today, going against Jack's wishes still sat wrong with Lexi. But the hurt and anger brewing inside her soon overrode everything else. I'm out of here, Cassie called from the back. See you in the morning? I'll be here, Lexi murmured, distracted. Are you sure you're all right? Cassie asked, her expression concerned. What? Lexi looked up, forcing a smile. Yes, I'm fine. Great. Have a good night. She closed up, then got in her bug and headed for home to let the dog out, before she went to meet the ladies.